Inside a cramped university laboratory, a group of middle school girls squeeze in to watch some scientists at work. Today, they're learning about something called carbon nanotubes.
It's the energy of the future, we are calling it. It's very cheap, right? So nobody paying for solar energy, right? Sun coming and going, so we're using that nature opportunity.
That's scientist Zharkni Christian. She's from Kazakhstan. The girls look intrigued. One of them asked the inevitable question.
What made you want to become a scientist?
I was a little girl when I was playing with just aluminum wires, and I was always thinking, what it has inside? And I was always curious to see what it has inside. I wanted to see structure of it.
She finally got her wish in college. The turning point was the day a professor gave her a piece of metal. He told her to clean it and look at it under a microscope. The professor's nearly 90 now. She thanked him during her last trip back to Kazakhstan. Her message to the girls?
I think if you will find your way in your life, you're going to be the happiest girl in the world.
Most of these girls have never met a scientist, much less a female one. They're all part of a two-week Girls Inc. camp for girls entering eighth grade. The goal? Get girls thinking about STEM-related careers and college. 70% of the girls come from families who make less than $30,000 a year, and many live in single-parent homes.
We want them to see women that are in careers perhaps that they have never even thought about or didn't even know existed. And we want them to be exposed to subject areas that perhaps they haven't heard of.
That's Brenda Rain, Chief Program Officer for Girls Inc.
And you could see the excitement in their eyes and all as they were looking at what happens when they stretch these carbons and all. So,
13-year-old Lola Stewart Morris says being in a science lab was great, but meeting these women was even better.
We need more women scientists in the world, so I think that that was great that there were women scientists leading girls to become women scientists versus men telling the girls about science.
So why aren't more women going into science and tech? Bernine Kahn, director of the Science and Engineering Education Center at UTD, points to stereotypes.
Even stereotypes from parents and from the teachers, they think this, maybe there's still the thought that boys still outperform girls in mathematics and science and engineering. But I think that's changing.
And she may be right, judging by the reaction of 12-year-old Natalie Gantu.
Because I love doing hands-on stuff, so I think it's kind of cool. And it's cool just to see like what's behind our screens and how we get our energy.
Maybe one day, Natalie will be back in this lab, but this time, she'll be teaching. Stella Chavez, KERA News.